Do I sound like I wear a sweater vest?
Hello and welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the cracker in my fire, the KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Press X to dive.
Oh, yes.
Justin Worsham.
How was your turkey day?
It was turkerific. We got all the staples. I find that...
Sorry, what?
Staples. The things you need on the plate.
I don't know why. Maybe it's Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Oh,
but for some reason, I felt like you had to visit all of the staples shops.
Went to all the staples,
yeah.
Man. We got so many legal size letterhead.
Oh, man, I'm so jealous.
It's the same thing, but
you got a good steno pad?
Oh, man, I got four cases.
How are you on Post-its? You all locked up?
So good. You got the rainbow? Down? Yeah, yeah.
You got the rainbow. You went all
and,
passed out?
And the tiny ones?
About the sign here? Those are hard to find. You got them.
Yeah,
of
yeah.
You did.
What do you need? I got the
did.
Staples.
You're a freaking pro.
I also got turkey.
What? That's hard to get at a Staples. That's a find.
Press up to climb. You just go in the back, find somebody's food, dig through it. I find that when it comes to Thanksgiving, the thing that makes the holiday for me is having that plate with all the things all together, covered in gravy, turkey. And for us in our family, because it started as a tradition when we were at the kids' table, is a plate of black olives. And then you put those olives on your fingers like you're not supposed to. And then you do like little zombie fingers.
I feel like, though, you grew up in a house where that was something that was okay to do.
No. Oh. We were definitely shunned for it, which is why we did it more.
Your whole family, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what I mean. Your parents would be the ones who are like, ha, that's good.
Yeah, so we sat at a table with my cousins, and so we would sit there and put olives
on. So you were
fingers.
At a kid's table at like another family member's house where
drove my grandma nuts because that's not what you're supposed to do with olives. And I think our parents thought it was funny.
What are you supposed to do with, I mean, honestly.
Come on. Who needs them?
There's virtually no nutritional value to an olive, I would venture a guess.
And they don't go with the flavor palette.
Right?
Neither do pickles.
And Google.
So
I want to find the nutritional value of an olive. Go ahead, continue.
While you do that. So now we pass that tradition on. I make sure there's a can of olives at the Thanksgiving table, and I put them on my kids' fingers. It's a lot easier when you have tiny fingers, I've realized.
Oh.
Because, you know.
I feel like tiny fingers, they wouldn't stick. Or they yours go are through, now. Now, the last time I did it, I was a child, so now if I do it, they just
break, split open. So like you kind of have to hold them on. Yeah. Oh. So we each get five, and we get to.
Olives contain 115 to 145 calories per 100 grams, or about 59 calories. Grams. Stupid British people.
Do I sound like I wear a sweater vest?
Only if the sweater vest. Is measured in grams.
This consists of 75 to 80% water.
That's fascinating.
So you can get hydrated, but
isn't that a person? Aren't we ugly bags of mostly water?
They are. That's what I'm gathering from this Healthline.com article is that olives are, you know how pigs are the same as people? You know, they'll use them in ballistics tests and stuff
Like
that.
You know
what I mean?
Because only from animal farm.
From the material, right? Like they're basically the same as we are.
The flesh.
Yes. And so I think the olive is the same as a human.
I find that God puts symmetry in all creation because the earth's surface is the same proportion of water to solid land as our bodies are made of water.
I'm very disappointed if everything is loaded with water.
Everything is loaded with water.
That's going to be disappointing to me. Anyway, it's 11 to 15%. Consists of. Okay, great. 11 to 15% fat, 4 to 6% carbs, and minor amount of protein.
Mm.
So it's great. Fat is good for you. It's low in carbs.
Let's go eat
some
olives.
There's lots of nutrition in this finger food. I mean, to get back to my point, other than putting it in a dirty martini, there is no point to having it. It's good on a pizza.
I was going
to
say, you and I both enjoy black olive pepperoni pizza.
It's been too long since I
are you not eating pizza? I almost asked if we were going to have cookies tonight. I don't know why.
I just felt like you
needed a cookie.
I do need a cook, but I'm back on the wagon. I got to try to get down. I'm going for 170, 175 range before my birthday. I got about 2 months to pull it off.
Can you have a martini with olives in it?
Ugh.
Is that out?
I think as long as I have it before 4 o'clock, I think I might be.
Oh, we'll do an early podcast.
Yes.
That's an interesting because then you're day drinking, but it's on the diet.
Yeah.
Huh. That's a couple of different competing morals.
You know this. You've heard me talk about it on the radio here. Yeah. I'm a big fan of the day drinking.
I'll still
partake even as a real estate professional.
Well done.
So you did, you got all the staples.
Yeah, and then but then we went and saw Wreck-It Ralph, Wreck-It Ralph 2 Breaks the Internet, and I had to go on Reddit. I had to venture into Reddit to have my frustrations with the film validated, and then was quickly reminded that I find Reddit more frustrating than Wreck-It Ralph 2. Needless to say, because it's a little too early to release spoilers, I was not impressed with the
really?
Second film. Not at all. And I
you love the first one.
I adore the first movie. Okay. Not because it's a video game movie, because it's really not. The first act, and then there's some video game elements sprinkled throughout. It's really a cookie and sugar movie, right?
Is Wreck-It Ralph a Disney movie that gets confused for a Pixar movie, even though they're kind of
the same? I think so. Yeah, because it came out the same year as Brave did, and Brave looked like a Disney movie, and Wreck-It Ralph looked like a Pixar movie.
But it's not technically a Pixar movie, right?
No, it is not in any way, shape, or form a Pixar movie. It is a 100% homegrown here in Southern California. Whereas Brave is great. Now, the Good Dinosaur started with Disney, and then they gave it to their little brother, and now it lives in their pantheon. Remember the Good Dinosaur?
No.
Good.
That's, you don't like
that's,
that either?
That's a terrible movie.
Well, I'm sorry that didn't work out.
So I would love to discuss it. What's the appropriate time? When can we openly vent about a video game-related film?
A game like Wreck-It Ralph, you could go ahead and go now. Like,
it's too soon. It hasn't even been out.
Wreck-It Ralph doesn't seem like it's in the nerd lexicon to me.
It should
Am
be
I wrong.
It should be. To be fair, I mean, especially that first movie, they nail so much of our gaming genre.
It's true.
It is bizarre to watch an animated movie that touches on so much of the reality of games, and I'd love to know how much. Of gamers are the creators of those films. Like, are they just in the same way that the two white pasty old men that made Moana are nowhere near the people that they made a movie about?
They didn't get a Simone to do that?
No.
The Rock didn't have a hand in writing that You're Welcome song?
No.
Is that what you're telling me?
Maybe. No, Hamilton had help with that. No, who helped write the music for that?
I think it was Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah.
He pinned that.
And
listen to me like I'm official.
I was going to say. And then the New Zealander was on that as well, so he helped write some of that.
Oh, yeah, from Flight of the Conchords?
Yeah, because he's in them. But so there's that. But this movie, I wonder if they were like, let's, you know, in the same way when they made Lion King, they weren't lions. They brought lions into the studio, mm-hmm. and then they sat and sketched them. There's that great little documentary of how they made them. They're just drawing lions.
Yeah, they're making computer real lions.
Yeah, computer real. It's a that's a live action film. How dare you?
Is it really live? Like
I no, that's
like,
the whole thing. It's a completely digitally animated film using live action stuff. There's
like
nothing
the
live action
is for it to be realistic. It's,
but there's nothing.
It's Final Fantasy. Is
it's
what it
background.
Is.
The backgrounds are CGI,
yeah.
and the characters are CGI.
You're gonna tell me that Pride Rock doesn't really exist in Africa?
I've
you're gonna
never
sit
been.
There and feel comfortable telling the world. That Pride Rock doesn't actually exist. They didn't shoot that on location.
I thought they did.
That and Tatooine are the two places that don't exist where people can go.
I think Tatooine is actually a real place.
I'm sorry, what?
The difference is that Tatooine is a place on Earth that they filmed. Pride Rock in Africa is not. That's a very interesting example.
We have fun. So did you get to play any games then over?
So many games.
While we're on the movies, because I think it also fits, is the you were talking about going to see the Fantastic Beasts sequel. Did
yes.
you also partake in
yes,
that?
Yes, we did. We got to see lots of movies
that,
this past week.
Good?
That movie is spectacular. And I'll tell you why.
It's
perfect.
That mole, isn't it? That mole is adorable.
He is. They're Nifflers. The thing that's, those are two perfect examples of why one works and the other one doesn't. And it's the same reason why the Harry Potter movies and books were so great and the eighth story in the adventure was terrible. Did you read the play? Because we didn't go to the Broadway
show.
What? So J.K. Rowling wrote a two-night play, like you have to go two nights to see. It's on Broadway. And it happens 30 years after the events of the Harry Potter. This is blowing your mind. This is old news. It's called The Cursed Child. It's on our friends Christian Evelyn went and saw it when they were in New York. You go over the space of two nights and you watch essentially two plays on Broadway and they tell the story of the cursed child. It's the eighth story in the Harry Potter the chronicles, but it happens like 25 years. It happened, you know, that last scene at the end of the films where they're on the train, take picks up from that moment forward is what happens next.
And it's a travesty?
I find I couldn't finish reading it for the same reason that I find Wreck-It Ralph to be a dangerous film, is that it's a sequel, that the information in the story was not intended in the original story. So in order to, and this isn't always the case what I find with a sequel, but these two, well, I'll just focus on Wreck-It Ralph. They made a sequel as opposed to making a cohesive story. Unlike Fantastic Beasts, it's clear that when they said, well, we're going to make a new franchise called Fantastic Beasts, let's talk about what will be in those films. And they built an arc through it. Of like, we're established. Each of these five films are going
to
do
something.
So like
the superhero movies now, when they end, you know, it's not the end.
It's not the end.
It's just a
great example.
Pause till the next game.
They're all connected. They're all connected. Right. And so when you watch the next Avengers, you don't go, what? They just completely changed everything to make a new story. It's another chapter in a 20-chapter book.
So I like.
Granted, most of those movies are the same movie, but they're still great movies.
is that something that I've misunderstood? The definition of a sequel, where the definition of a sequel is making another movie where the first movie was not intended to be a continuation.
I think sequel just means the next movie in a series. Now the thing that is fascinating about this is that Star Wars was probably one of the first most successful non-sequel sequels. In that they knew that they were going to make a sequel, everybody assumed it was just going to be the same plot recycled again because they were already dealing with this. But George Lucas, and I think this is why we love Star Wars so much today, knew that the next chapter, the next episode, was not a rehash of the previous episode, that it had its own meat to it. That is a good example of like a good structure. Now, it fell apart because in the third, he just kind of restole the third act from the first one because he didn't initially intend it to be one movie or three movies, but that's okay. That's okay.
It's good.
It's good stuff.
It's fine.
So
Luke is dead, y'all.
Oh, long live Disney. Disney has it all. And they're doing so great with the franchise. Isn't everybody happy with Solo and Episode 8? There are no angry people with any of those sequels.
There's some sarcasm in here.
What are you talking about? That's pumpkin pie. I make it fresh. I was going to bring you some of that, but now you couldn't have had
it. The nerd culture also not happy with the Star Wars, huh? I'm setting us down so many rabbit holes.
There's so many things that nerd cultures don't like.
But anyway, back to, we got to go back to Fantastic Beasts.
It's phenomenal. It's the next chapter in a story. My wife is here. She would say, no, it does feel like a sequel. I think that it builds on the previous episode very well. And that I'm eager to find out what happens in the next chapter, in the next movie. Like, I left going, damn, it's been a while since I've wanted to see the next episode of something, knowing that it doesn't exist at all. Like, it's not like I have to wait. I make my kid wait a week before he watches the next Star Wars. I have to wait, whatever, a year before the next Fantastic Beast?
Yeah.
Like, it's a while.
We have that with shows. It's funny to watch my wife, who grew up from that era.
Yeah.
When sometimes she'll go, I have to wait a week?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's how it works.
That's the thing.
Or binge watch it at the end. Those are your options. And then when you binge watch it, it goes, I have to wait it like 6 months.
That's the worst. Yeah. So I tried to do that with the season 3, season 4 cliffhanger pickup of Star Trek The Next Generation, where Jean-Luc Picard becomes Locutus of Borg. Do you remember this?
I do remember.
Very important moment. And so a very adorable moment watching it with my 3-year-old daughter. She's watching it, and I think that most of it's going over her head, which it was. But she literally one moment goes, oh, do you think they have a plan? And because they're trying to get Picard off the ship. And once they all agree on some techno babble, like, let's do this, she goes, they do. They have a plan. I was like, you're paying attention a little closer than I think most 3-year-olds are. But then I try to get them to care, like, oh, my gosh. Picard had joined the Borg. What are we going to do? You have to wait all summer to find out. I'll put the next episode on. They still don't care.
Has Quinn already partaken in the next gen or the TNG?
He's starting to get it.
So what you do is you're like, I'm going to go back and revisit them because I like them.
Because I love
them.
And
if you want to sit here and enjoy them with me, you're welcome.
Now, my daughter.
It's not a thing like Star Wars where people go, you've reached a certain age.
Yeah.
Your body is changing in ways that will accept Star Trek TNG.
And the Force. It turns out he loves Harry Potter far more than Star Wars. I should have done to him with Harry Potter what I tried to do with Star Wars. I should have made him wait a week. But he was literally watching them back to back to back, day after day after day. And Star Wars, much easier to understand than Harry Potter. He literally has no clue what's happening in those films. He'll ask some of the, like, where did
in
you...
In Harry Potter?
In Harry Potter, yeah. I'm telling you, it's like, what are you... What
but he
are you
loves
picking?
It.
He loves it. Just loves the visuals. I think there are kids on the screen. They're cool. And they're doing magic. You know, he was Harry Potter for Christmas or Halloween or
it's
both.
It's a super compelling story.
Like, absolutely.
It's really like those are one of those few movies that if I was on the road and they would, I would be flipping through the channels and it was there, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
That and I wouldn't mean to. Like you the just Matrix, get lost in it.
Anytime TNT was running The Matrix.
Every once in a while. Like, but I feel like I would be more inclined, weirdly enough, and I wouldn't call myself a Potterhead. I don't know if that's what the term is.
That I would
say that I would classify myself as somebody who loves Harry Potter way more than The Matrix, mm-hmm. but I'm telling you subconsciously, I would just slip into it and go, oh, this is enjoyable.
That's nice. Yeah. I want to make what are those called, where you compete against each other, graphs? Like playoffs? No, when you have playoffs?
Oh, a tournament bracket.
Yes, of franchises. Ooh. I would like to see, because I thought Star Wars was more important to me than Harry Potter. But then I asked my son, which one do you like more? And he's like, Harry Potter. And I went, I think I do too. But I think culture tells me I'm supposed to like Star Wars more. And so I put that on a higher shelf. I'm like, but really, if I was given the choice, I listen to Harry Potter more and I enjoy the films far more than I've ever enjoyed the Star Wars films.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good point.
But
I think the only thing,
Star Wars is supposed to be the best.
But I think it's because you and I feel that way because we played with Star Wars toys.
I didn't. Too. I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
No,
I did.
No, but it was just everywhere.
So many.
So many. Did you have the actual Kenner Star Wars toys?
Oh, yeah.
The 3 1/4?
Yeah, my sons do.
That's awesome.
But my dog ate the lightsaber off of Luke Skywalker, like everybody's lightsaber. Mm.
Dog gets around and eats a lot of lightsabers.
Yep. Or you had the Darth Vader that suffered from lightsaber erectile dysfunction, or just kind of like it had a curve to it at the end. That was always unfortunate.
All of this, of course, was covered in the Toys That Made Us.
Yes.
Are we going to have that host? Or
oh,
that
yeah,
voiceover
yeah.
Guy?
I will ask him. I just talked to him. I'm helping. He's a guy that I know from voiceover classes,
yeah,
and now it looks like I might be helping him buy a house. And so when I
does he know about toys, or did you just read a script? Is he going to be able to talk?
So when I was originally going to meet him for coffee,
yeah,
to talk about buying a house, and I plan to spend about 60% of that time talking to him about Toys That Made Us. But then he got stuck in an accident, freeway to get to me, and so we just had to do it all over the phone, and it got very business. But he's a great guy, super nice guy, cool. Super talented, super funny. Yeah, I'm curious to see how much of the production he's involved in.
Yeah,
just to see
I'd imagine that there'd be stuff that he read that didn't make the cut too.
Oh, like right. What toys?
Yeah, like
that. Almost made us, but really just influenced.
Well, I just
us.
Mean like other parts and stuff, because you stitch it all together, and then that's how I understand for documentary. There is a script that goes like you edit it, and then you're like, we should say these things, and I'm sure that's a good give and take. That you're like, oh, that's not playing. Let's bring this piece in. Let's put this piece in here.
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
All right, I can't wait.
I played a lot of Red Dead Redemption.
Good for you.
It's funny. I think it's. I want to say it was. Oh, I'm gonna mess this up. I get their names mixed up when they message me on the PlayStation messaging thing. Okay. That's a good. That doesn't make me sound like an old man.
No.
Oh, no, that voice does the thing where you chat with the people.
Grandpa,
on the video
press
game.
The PlayStation button. Press the button. It's in the center of the
big pad.
No.
Like the tracking pad. I had laptops that was your mouse.
I'm very proud of you for knowing that that's a button, though.
I just scratch it.
Just look over here. Look over here.
Hi.
Just look out the window. Remember, Grandma?
Yeah.
Rocka! Go to sleep.
Thank you.
Go to sleep.
This is bad. Peace.
Dark comedy on the Gamerland podcast. So I played a lot of it, and somebody had said, they said, how you liking Red Dead Redemption? They sent me a message when they saw me just like start it. And I said, and I kind of didn't go into my rant because it's too hard to type with the controller about how I don't like sleeping and eating. And I'm going to tell you, still not happy about sleeping and eating. But it's picked up a little bit to where this is fun. But I'm not going to lie. There's a little part of me that's like, I just want to get this done.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like.
Oh, interesting.
I just want to push through it.
Yeah.
There was a weird turn in the storyline that I was like, what?
Now he's eating his own feet.
It's
his cowboy feet.
I don't know. I feel bad. Like I said last time we were on these microphones, I said that I feel bad because a lot of people put a lot of hours who are far more qualified to make a video game than I am, and I have zero experience making a video game, but I just feel there's a little bit that I want to say out loud, even though I don't like it, I want to say out loud that they're trying too hard. Yeah. That's my opinion, there's just so much effort. But then also, it's such a weird time that we live in. I did a little father-son bonding. I've been working a lot, even though I work from home.
Yeah.
So the kids have been playing a lot of games. So it's like kind of entertaining themselves. And I'll talk to them, obviously.
And they had Thanksgiving break.
So they're around. And so, but we had father-son bonding time downloading the Spider-Man DLC.
Nice.
And playing through it. And my older son was competing with me to see who could get through it first.
Can't play simultaneously. No. Oh, okay, got it.
It's and which is hilarious because to me, I'm like, if I have time to play video games, I go step aside. So I pay for the TV. It's mine. It's my PlayStation. Let's do this. It's also my game, which I thought was hilarious because he lent out to his friend. It was hilarious that his buddy was like, oh, he wanted to play it. He goes, oh, here, you could borrow it.
Boo.
And I was cool with it because I was finished technically, I was like, just so you know, that's my game.
And I was going to say, I haven't gotten to borrow yet.
Right? I'm a bad friend to you, but my son is a better friend.
I should become friends with your son.
You should absolutely.
He loaned me comic books.
You absolutely should.
Later in the show, I'll tell you what game I started this week.
Oh, boy.
But we have so much to do.
I got to tell you, for anybody who is not tuning in to the Gamerland Discord, go to bit.ly/Gamerland Discord. The link is in the description of this episode. I subconsciously, when we do the show, I've not noticed it any other life, but
it's gonna be interesting.
I subconsciously quote Vince.
Oh boy.
So many times in the show to the point where I feel like now it should be a drinking game.
Oh.
Whenever
boy.
I guess I do. Every time, here's what happens. It comes out without me thinking about it. So whenever you hear me go, oh boy.
Yeah.
That's what's in my head.
Sure, sure.
But I'm not doing it out of humor. I'm doing it as a reflex, and then after it happens, I go, I just pretended to be Vince.
Yeah. Have you been on any chat channels with him, like Play Quiplash? He says it all the time. He says it as often as you do
a
drop.
Is it because I took this drop and now he feels like it's his catchphrase? Or that's just
it was always part of his villain. Hilarious. You happen to catch it.
It's such a great way to say,
oh boy.
Oh boy. Oh, it's so good. All right, we'll come back with Kevin's game and Stump after this. She got Betty Davis eyes. If she teased you, she'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious, and she knows just what it takes to make. Precocious.
Said like a question. I need to
this
educate
song
myself.
Isn't in movies enough for 80s music, right?
What is the story behind this song?
Ooh.
Like, who?
Oh, she lets you take her home.
It's what I'm saying. Like, there's a lot going on.
Google.
That'd be interesting. I wonder if there's a database. I wonder if IMDb tracks that of what songs show up in what movies. Like, can I look this song up on IMDb and it tells me it was in these 9 movies?
Yeah, because I feel like that's part of the appeal of 80s music is that it shows up not just in movies from the 80s, but today even a lot.
Oh, yeah. Especially as our generation is now.
You can drop an 80s movie in any comedy, and you're like, yep, I'm on board.
That's right. Because when we were kids, it was 60s. I felt like, I knew all about the 60s because those baby boomers were so nostalgic for the 60s.
Ugh, baby boomers are the worst.
Long live millennials. We'll never die.
You know, it could happen.
What could possibly go wrong?
Perfect. All right, so you remember we changed Stump. Now we're now into the Iron Champion Stump Edition,
right?
Where we have taken our 5 moderators from the Discord, and we have donned them with superpowers. I have found out what their areas of expertise are. They are now sitting in the Discord queue.
Well, you'd like for them to be.
Are they not sitting
they
in the
are
queue?
Not, they are not in the queue, but they are. Oh, now they're moving.
You
they are
better move.
We have Vince is in there.
Oh boy,
okay. Jimmy's in there. Oh, they're all they're
filing all moving
in.
Over.
They're all
so here's in. What happens is that I have
are we
questions.
Playing with all of them.
No, you choose one. A champion for you to have, and
it's been 2 weeks. Who did we have last time?
We had Jimmy and Matt.
It was Jimmy
and
Matt.
And Matt won. So Matt is the reigning champion, but he can't be with us tonight because he's got life. So you may choose.
Like a sentence?
Yeah.
Like he's got life?
Yeah, he's never coming back. This episode is dedicated to Matt.
How happy could you be if you had a life sentence, but in your jail cell, you have a PS4? You know what I mean? Like, all your meals are taken care of.
Like, do they just get to sit around?
I think that the downside that makes it feel like a prison is you got to find a way of smuggling a lot of cigarettes around to get more money to buy games in the commissary.
Or just, oh, okay, yeah, yeah,
and by
yeah,
the
yeah.
way, all of my prison knowledge is from Orange is the New Black. Just so you're all clear.
I feel like time in prison is hard for other reasons. So let's,
all right.
Let's imagine this screenplay later. You pick your champion
all right,
for Iron Stump.
We get two people?
You choose one, a champion that you hope will win,
I get to
choose someone. So
all
who's
right.
there now?
I get to go first. I'm going to go with Ryan. He's my champion.
Oh, you're choosing Ryan.
So now
today,
you have Jimmy, Carmen, and Vince.
I'm going with Carmen.
Left.
Going with Carmen.
Go with Carmen. That was going to be my second choice. I don't know. I feel like I've accidentally insulted Carmen on accident. I'm sorry, Carmen, if I did insult you.
What are you apologizing for?
Never yeah, mind.
Never
Moving
mind. Never mind. All right. Welcome, Iron Champions. Carmen, you are my champion. I am rooting for you to win this competition. And who did you choose, Justin?
I chose Ryan.
Oh, yeah. And Ryan, you do great, too.
I'm already
Is
regretting
Ryan
my choice.
Muted?
Oh, Ryan's muted?
That explains
Wait,
so
did
much.
I mute Ryan?
No, I think he's muted because his internet is...
Oh, there he comes. Nope, he's saying stuff. All right, never mind.
This is what happens with a live show.
Out. Ryan's
Do you
out.
Want Carmen?
Nope, I'm going to go for Vince.
Take Vince. All right.
Vince is coming in.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Ryan. In. Sorry, Ryan.
Vince is going to come in and
oh boy,
your ass to death.
Vince, congratulations. You're Justin's champion.
Hold on a second. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Boy. Live radio is the worst.
No, he's trying to. He wants a clear spot where he could drop
okay,
his,
go ahead.
His catchphrase.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
The milk it.
There you go.
And for the record, I love Ryan, and I hope he's not upset that
he'll
I
be great.
It.
He does. He'll never mind. He doesn't mind.
Refresh
anything.
My password, Ryan.
All right, so here's what happens.
It.
I'm going to give you Vince. You get to go first.
Side anecdote, by the way, my iHeart Media yep. password that I have to log in for
is Ryan.
Is yes, because it ran out of all my children's names. I tried calling the tech support guys and going, "What the hell? Like, what's the prerequisite?" But nobody could answer what the actual needs were in the password. So I just made it a year and Ryan's name and an exclamation point.
Perfect.
And accepted it.
Nice.
So for at least the next 6 to 8 months, Ryan is my password.
I was going
to
say, I feel
Media.
Like that gives me a lot of options to, I think I can crack your
oh,
code
yeah, you
now.
You can definitely crack my code. Yeah, you can hack my email like that.
I just did.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to give you a question, Vince. You will, if you can't answer it, then Carmen gets a chance to steal for 1 point. You get it right, it's worth 2 points. And then it'll be Carmen's turn to answer. What's the other very important? Oh, today's category.
Uh-oh.
Fighting
Ooh.
Games.
Ooh!
Oh, boy.
Fighting games. All right. Iron Stump Champions, are you ready?
Wow.
Guys, are you ready? That's...
I was waiting for her to say ready.
No.
Oh, he was going to let the lady go first.
Okay, Look let's try this. Iron Stump Champions,
gentlemen.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh. What could possibly go wrong? All right. Vince, question number one. In the underrated PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale, the stages are set in a franchise and then invaded by another franchise. The Sly Cooper Paris stage is invaded by what franchise?
Little Big Planet.
Little Big Planet is correct.
Wow, look at that. Out of the gates. Oh, Carmen.
2 points.
You feel that? That's a flop sweat you're breaking out because of all the pressure you're under.
I was sweating as soon as Kevin said fighting games because he probably asked the only one that I know about.
It's on here. all right. Why did I choose you? I even knew what you were strong at. Dang it. All right, Carmen. Justin's man crush, Nolan North, lent his voice to the game Injustice, just as he does for every video game that has ever been made, ever. What voice does Nolan North give in the game Injustice?
I don't think I know the answer to this one.
This is the first Injustice?
Mm-hmm, it is.
Okay, I have no idea what characters are in there, but I do know that he voices the Penguin. In Batman games.
Oh, the Arkham games. He did do that.
That's a good guess. It's wrong. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Vince, for 1 point, can you steal?
I also don't have a clue.
No points for you.
I guess and say, like,
it's
Robin.
It's Robin's General character. Zod.
Oh, General I do Zod. Remember that.
General Zod.
Nah, wow, yes.
So there you go. All right. We're moving on to the musical challenge. Justin's going to play a musical clip for you. Once you know what this is, you shout your name. I need to know the game and what stage in the game it is. Remember, we're doing fighting games. Yeah. So, ready, Justin?
Yep.
Play.
Neither of them has said a thing.
Not a word. They're hoping that the name of the game will come in.
Yeah, just the lyrics come up and it's just the name of the game over and over again.
Remember when you thought a minute and a half was enough?
I don't think it's going to get any easier for them unless they whip out Shazam.
Yeah, I got no clue.
Okay, no points for you. Carmen, you want to take a stab at it?
Fighting. I'm just going to say a fighting game.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I feel like that's cheating. But,
yeah, that's wrong. What's the most famous fighting game, arguably, of all time?
Street Fighter?
Street Fighter. Thank you. Two. This, of course, is Blanka's fight music from Street Fighter 2. Do you remember Blanka?
Man, I don't play any Street Fighter, so I wouldn't
have got
that.
Oh, my gosh. You're the worst people. Okay, here we go. Moving on. If you didn't get that, I know you're not getting this one.
Secretly, Vince and I made a pact to just be the absolute
terrible.
Worst.
Oh, no. Well, you did it. All right, Vince.
Suck it, because you are so bad.
In 1997, the long-anticipated Star Wars fighting game published by LucasArts was released on the PlayStation. What was its title? For 2 points.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
And I feel dumb for not knowing this, because I watched an AVGN episode where he reviewed that a while ago.
Carmen.
This is why you're a genius, Kevin Miller.
Really? Because it feels like a big fail, so I appreciate you.
Because this is here's the thing. It is just as entertaining to watch it fail as it is to watch it work.
They told me what they were good at.
Exactly. You have built a system that is fail-safe, and kudos to you.
The only one that got right was Vince's known area of expertise was PlayStation.
My
internet
radio blog. My internet, what is it? Internet audio blog Fedora is off to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Easy for me to say.
Carmen, what was the name of the Star Wars fighting game released in 1997? For 1 point.
I don't even know the name, and I played this. And I'm desperately trying to figure it out.
Jedi Super Smash Brothers.
You know, the fact that neither of you even said Star Wars is part of the problem.
Can I change my answer to just Star Wars?
Just Star Wars. Justin, you can pronounce it for us. Do you remember the name?
Oh, Star Wars Masters of Terras Kasi.
Terras Kasi.
Damn it.
Terras Kasi. It's all the extra umlauts that threw me off. I was like, I don't know. Land on that. All right. As we move into the second to last question, the score is now 2-0. All right.
out of curiosity, and I'm sorry, there's, and I don't want to mess anything up, but I'm noticing that there are names next to
that. That's how I make sure that everybody has a question that they are an expert in.
So these are games that they know.
They know really well. Okay. That they said, I know this game. But then some of the, whatever. All right. So next question to you, Carmen.
I want
to
see.
Blizzard regularly releases new characters and maps for free in their hit game Overwatch. Maybe you've heard of it. What was the first character to be added to the original lineup?
Good.
You've heard of it.
Just to confirm, you're talking about like what they announced the game with, or like
when the game was first out, there was a set number of characters that when you put the game in were free to play. Later, they released another character that was not in the original lineup. I want to know the name of that character.
Tristan in the chat room says, only way to orchestrate a comeback is to fall behind first.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Anna.
Anna is correct!
Yeah!
Did you Google that?
I'm going to get that wrong.
Did you Google that?
No.
Okay.
Tristan wasn't right. wrong.
It's tied now 2-2 as we go into the lightning round.
Here we go.
Here's what's going to happen. Vince, you get to go first. I'm going to give you a category. You're going to say an item in the category for 1 point. Then Karma will get a chance to say an item in the category for 1 point. If you repeat or say nothing, you forfeit your turn. The other person can keep going until... we run out of items or until both of you say, I don't know any more answers to this.
I don't understand what you mean.
All right. Everybody understand? Okay.
Woohoo.
In the original Smash Brothers for the N64.
Oh, no.
It's going off really well.
It's true. It works at all. You got to get t-shirts, Vince. I'm telling you. It sucks that they're not audio,
boy.
But just the boy.
Well, maybe you can click his t-shirt and it talks for him.
Mixed with the,
All right. In the original.
It's like a birthday card, but on your shirt.
In the original Super Smash Brothers for the N64, there was a finite list of playable characters. Vince, name a character that was original to the Super Smash Brothers.
Mario,
1 point. Carmen.
Link.
Link, 1 point.
That's right.
Vince.
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong, that's 1 point. Carmen.
Oh, sorry. Pikachu.
That's right.
Pikachu, correct. Forget how to play the game. Go, Vince.
Ness.
Ness, correct. That's 1 point. Carmen, over to you.
Luigi,
correct. That's 1 point.
I want to say Samus.
Correct. 1 point.
How many are we at right now?
I'm not telling you.
Kirby.
Kirby, correct. 1 point.
Captain Falcon.
Captain Falcon, correct. 1 point. I feel like they're cheating.
Jigglypuff?
Jigglypuff, correct. 1 point. They're definitely cheating.
Are you cheating?
Well, if I'm cheating, I'm cheating horribly because I don't know anymore.
Oh,
you don't know anymore?
Nope, I'm all out.
All right, Carmen. For the win, this will take you over the top. You are tied currently.
Oh, no, that was Melee.
Oh, this is great.
Wish we could flash it on the screen.
I got the Smash Ultimate Switch, and it has the original 8 on the back.
So you are cheating.
No, I'm not looking at it. I'm trying to picture it. Was it Peach?
It is not Peach, no.
Oh, no.
Vince, do you want to take another stab at it?
Oh, I know. Damn it, I know it.
It could come back to you.
Please.
Vince?
That's boring. Boring, everybody.
Homer says you're out of time. Carmen, take us on home.
It's Fox.
It is Fox. Correct. That makes you the winner. The last one that you did, yeah, they both have catchphrases.
Woo-hoo.
The last,
I think that's Carmen who said that.
They're not.
No, that wasn't
Dragon Lover or something.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The last one you didn't get was Yoshi. Yoshi was part of the original lineup from Super Smash Brothers.
That's what I saw on the cheat sheet, and I thought that I didn't see Fox was still there.
Fox was up there, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
All right. No. Congratulations, Carmen. You enter the pantheon of champions for Iron Stump Gamer in Iron Stump Gamer 2. You are the winner. Congrats!
Yes!
Do you have a speech prepared?
I wish you guys could...
Sorry, all right. I messed you up with my bit.
It's a good thing they can't see you then.
All right, say what again?
I said it's a good thing you can't see me. Otherwise, I would be dabbing right now.
Oh!
Look at that.
An audio dab. Well done.
Do we have time? Is it still traditional in this game of stuff where they get to ask us a question?
They may ask us questions.
Or just find out how they're doing in life.
How are you guys doing in life?
I'm doing pretty good.
It's good.
I actually do have a question I was thinking of earlier.
Okay.
All right. What is the, fastest you've ever seen a game go on sale.
Ooh.
Meaning?
Go on sale, like discounted price?
Yeah, a game releases, and then how fast does it take to go on sale? Because recently Fallout 76 came out.
Yes, it sure did.
And 9 days after it released, it went on sale for Black Friday, and it went on sale from $60 to $35.
That's insane. And that would make me irate if I was a day one purchaser.
Evidently,
a lot of people are mad to the point that Bethesda's actually facing a class action lawsuit over
it. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
How? Well, you can sue a ham sandwich. I don't know on what grounds you would have to say that you owe me money.
I got 3 cents from a class action lawsuit against
did
a
you?
Sandwich. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was poisonous.
I think the reasoning for it is deceptive marketing practices or something.
That reminds me of that case where some people tried to lobby against Warner for releasing a trailer that had more Joker in it than the what was that movie with Will Smith?
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad had in it. I wonder how that all panned out. I'm sure they got as much as that ham sandwich was able to give, because they said the same thing. It's false marketing, false advertising. You gave a product that wasn't there.
Yeah, and that's my response to what Vince is asking, is that I feel like it would really kind of frustrate me, because I'm a guy who pre-ordered Red Dead Redemption 2, and I felt like at the same time, right around this weekend, all of a sudden it's discounted. And so was Spider-Man, tremendous.
Where are you seeing it discounted?
At the PSN. On the
online.
Yeah, if you download it, you can get Spider-Man, I think, for $29.99 now.
I gotta go.
See you later. if I was better with sound effects,
Vince, I think your example, I don't think we're going to be able to pull anything quicker than that. That's a very fast turnaround. 9 days from, and that's quite a drop. That's not like, I've seen movies or something where they're or games be $10 less a week later and that kind of thing, but that's a significant drop. In the world of Guild Wars, there are these high-end suits that you can get, these high-end armors, and later on they made some of them available for purchase rather than something you would earn, and that annoyed the community of I thought this was a status symbol that I earned, and now you've made it something that people can just buy. And they heard, and they changed the look of that.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they were fair. That's fair. We'll change it.
So they just made it look slightly different if you
bought it? They altered it. So they were using a known skin, and they altered it, and they're like, well, we'll use a different skin then.
Oh, all right.
That was fair.
Good question, Vince. Good job.
Thank you.
It's the timing.
What about you?
Every time I speak, I get a laugh.
That's a good power you have.
It is. I enjoy it.
There comes a point in your life where you must ask yourself, are they laughing with you or at you?
And the answer is yes.
What about you, Carmen? Is there anything going on in your beautiful brain?
I was trying to think of a question as Matt asks his. I'm just going to pull one out.
What was the can that you just popped the top on when Vince was talking about game sales?
It was Coca-Cola.
Classic or New Coke?
It was classic. Anyhow, for a question, I guess, what is kind of two-parter, but growing up, what were your guys' favorite cartoons?
Oh,
DuckTales for me. There was nothing.
Yeah.
Everything came and went through. Now, I had lots of favorite cartoons, but DuckTales was a definitive show for which is probably why I enjoy Strange Brigade so much, because it reminds me of non-anthropomorphic ducks.
I probably preferred Darkwing Duck to DuckTales at that time, but I feel like the one, and I was much older, I think I was 15, which is teetering on the quote-unquote, especially then, age where you should not be watching cartoons anymore. Yeah. But I really remember hardcore about needing to watch the X-Men and Spider-Man cartoons.
Yeah, those are great.
So much so that I thought I was 10 years old as an adult looking back. Uh-huh. But then when you go back and look at the years, I think those were in 94, 95.
Oh, yeah, those were late in the game.
Yeah, so I would have been 15,
high school.
16. Yeah. I had jobs, and I was still going I got to get
I remember those coming out, and I was in high school being that's super cool. I don't have time to watch that because I'm in school.
Not me. I made time. I said, this is it. This is my time. I paid for that TV to be in my room, and I took full advantage of it.
Yeah.
I remember just obsessing going, It was one of the few shows that I was like, I know it's coming on now. I have to tune in so I can watch it.
And do you own them now on your Amazon account?
No, I mean, I watched it with my sons, mm-hmm. and when I saw the year, I go, that can't be right.
I was 10.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, whoops. Like, I was full-blown into chicks. Yeah. You know what I mean? I was not a virgin, but still watching Spider-Man.
Well, I
hope that makes the quote board.
To put on a T-shirt.
They agree.
Tell you what, put that on the front, and then put your oh boy on the back.
When you
a
click
match
it, it's
made in heaven.
What were you gonna say, Carmen?
Oh, just like to be fair, like I think a lot of people don't like appreciate cartoons until they're older. Like I remember being younger and actually not liking SpongeBob. I just thought it was weird. And then, like, as I got older, I'm like, this is great.
Well, that is an interesting thought. Because I always, was way into the Merry Melodies. Like, that would be my go-to. Mm. As I got older, it was definitely DuckTales. It's funny that, what do you call that? You're embarrassed by it. What's the...
A guilty pleasure?
Guilty pleasure. My guilty pleasure was Gummy Bears.
Oh, yeah.
Because
of that
damn theme song. Oh, my God. Was that the best theme song?
You're going to have to dig that up.
Oh, God.
That's very.
Bears.
Don't sing it now. Play it later.
All right.
That's a good question. One of the later Iron Stump challenges will be animation. That is some set of questions that I'm putting together because many of you Iron Stumpers listed a cartoon show or two. So I grew up watching a lot of Nickelodeon and have always embraced the idea of kid culture. So I've never thought that cartoons or entertainment of that nature was, or video games, was something that you should grow out of. I always thought that there can be value in an art form regardless of what audience is watching it currently.
That makes sense.
Well, I mean, like, I work on a cartoon for a living, so you can tell I never grew out of that.
But see, that's the thing. Like, there was definitely a stigmatism early on in the anime. Like, if you worked in animation, it was kind of like working in the circus. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, you do that. And I think now you can see some really intelligent animated stuff. I'll be eager to see that when... Because even one of the smartest shows on television, like Rick and Morty, still dabbles in juvenile humor to be a vehicle for it. I think it'll be a great day when we can experience very smart or very entertaining cartoons that don't rely on juvenile tactics to get through the episode.
I wonder if Teen Titans is. Because I feel like there's some really good.
That's still for
in that.
Kids. It's
yeah,
still
no,
like
it's for kids.
Still for kids. Like
I feel like they. Oh, you're saying more. I get what you're saying. Then yeah, okay. That makes
like
sense.
An animated feature that you really can't put in front of your kids because they're just not going to get what's going on.
Like Sausage Party.
Yeah, that's still my point is that it's dirty.
Yeah, it's
like
totally
it's either
dirty.
One of those. If it's grown up, then it's grown up for the wrong reasons as opposed to.
Yeah.
What was the somebody in the Two Strings and the Three Strings?
Kubo and the
Kubo.
Two Strings.
That's pretty close, although my son loves that animated film. That deals with some themes that you're like, oh, that might fly over most kids' head. Yeah. That being said, it's gorgeous and a lot of fun to look at.
All right. Thank you guys for helping us out and enjoy the rest of your time.
Thank you.
You're
you
welcome.
Got it.
I'm very good at them.
Are they still here?
Yeah, they're still here.
They're dating, right?
What?
Yeah.
Good job, Vince.
did Vince just like?
Oh yeah.
Did he just call dibs on Carmen?
Pretty much.
Like he's like shotgun, nailed it.
They're still here.
That's how you do it, right?
That's how you get a woman.
Yep. Is this us doing that juvenile humor right now?
There's not enough diarrhea to count for an episode of South Park, but I'll take it.
Hopefully, Carmen is silently laughing at the chauvinistic humor that's happening right now, and not. Curling up in a ball to protect yourself. You all right, Carmen?
Little A, little B.
All right, thanks, guys, for being the best. We'll talk to you later.
Okay,
okay
bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, that's funny. We have fun. All right, so we're going to do some Tales from Tyria when we come back.
I can't wait.
Me neither. Let's just do it now.
Okay. You know, it takes me about a week to recover from that. And then we come back here.
Just in time.
Just in time to worship.
To worship.
So much is going on in the land of Tyria. As you know, since my wife and I have started playing together, our marriage has improved. Our quality time has improved. She is the best hobby of her life. I think we're in a golden age thanks to the magic that happens in Tyria. You're looking for sarcasm. There is
no. I'm not. I'm wondering if that will fit on the back of I want that to be a testimonial. Like Kevin Miller.
You're
going to
say a T-shirt
saves marriages. Like, you
know. We have such a great time playing together, and so we're going through the core campaign story, which I have only ever done in its entirety once with Karina. As you know, I have a dozen alts that I play a lot of different characters through. And I get to about chapter 7 out of the 8, and then I tend to stop because it, I don't know why. But just there's plenty of things to do. So it's been really fun to go back and experience. It's sort of like watching the first Back to the Future after watching the third Back to the Future. Is there a more modern day version of that analogy that I can give?
Timely reference.
What would be better? It'd be like going back and watching Attack of the Clones after watching Solo.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah,
to remember where it came from. And it's a good reminder of just how complex this game is. Like, and the fact that it's free, it keeps hitting me of like this. There is so much to this game in just the free experience that you would have to be an idiot not to play it because it's free.
I don't know why that hurts, free. But I feel like it
I'm not trying to. I'm just stating facts. It's just free.
No, I get that. Yeah, just.
But there's so much that goes. So even in the last deck, I was like, oh, we're almost done. We're chapter 8 or the 80th map. And I'm like, there's still three more maps to do the rest of the story on, not to mention all the campaign stuff that has to go on. And these final chapters, they're not short. They're like, they take us 20 to 30 minutes to complete. And I've done them before. Like, we're solving problems. Or, like, this is a quality game. And that's a six-year-old game at this point. And then what also is really impressive about it is that I'm using a skill set that was not even considered when the game was created.
Oh.
Right, because I'm using an elite profession.
Like
so
powers and stuff like that.
Exactly.
That have come about.
Animations and things that they were, maybe they were on a drawing board somewhere, but there was absolutely no architecture for it. So that's really impressive to take something that, you know, that just seamlessly flows into it. I have equipment and things that what did not exist 6 years ago when the game was first born, and it all works, and there's nothing that's exploitable because of it, because it's a well-balanced game, and nothing that seems like, oh, why would I do that? It's a great, and because I'm using an alt, I'm getting to play with a character class that I don't know as intimately, so that's really fun to explore some more stuff and see through.
Can you play as Karina North? You're just choosing to
I'm choosing not to, because I already have done it, so I'll get more experience and things, and it just furthers that character. Okay. I'll get some rewards for that character.
Whereas because you're pretty much capped out with Karina, there's not as much to gain?
That, well, more just me, that I have these other characters, so why not give them more of a chance to shine? There are times where I have to flip over to Karina, but by moving through with these alts, it just improves their, I get more rewards, and it gives them more access to the map. And I like having the variation. It's fun to see what other things are within the game.
What percentage would you say of your day do you and Kat spend talking about Guild Wars 2?
Oh, somewhere between 60% and 75%.
Yeah.
No. Of our time now, it's a regular feature, but most of the time that we just spend discussing it is while we're playing it.
Okay.
We will discuss at the end. And what's fun is that I know so much of the lore, and now when I discuss the lore, there's a reference point for it. But it's interesting to play with someone else, because the things that energize me for playing the games are not the things that she cares about at all. I like collecting the unique weapons and the unique armor and creating a character that looks cool. She's more interested in getting the map completion and checking things off a list. That's what drives her. Finish off the collections. I'm like, no, you got to look cool while you do it. I gotta buy the things and dye the guy and make him awesome.
You're slowing me down, sandbag.
No, come on back. It's gonna be great.
That's funny.
So we'll probably, she wanted to finish it by Thanksgiving. We might finish it by her birthday, which is this Friday, Saturday. Saturday, I knew that. I know when her birthday is. She's listening.
It's on the 1st because we had this fight.
Yeah.
My wife and I got in an argument about when your wife's birthday is.
Fascinating. Yeah. Of all the things to fight about.
Because I also have a friend whose birthday is on the same birthday as my mother's. My mother's birthday is December 2nd, and Kat's is December 1st. Mm-hmm. And I have another friend whose birthday is also December 2nd. And my wife got them mixed up. She goes, no, her birthday's the 2nd. I said, no, it's not. It's the 1st. Mm. She goes, pretty sure, like kind of condescendingly.
Yeah.
Which I was like.
She would know better. Right.
Go to Facebook. Go to Facebook.
Thankfully, you have Facebook now.
Right?
Before it was like, I don't know. You forget you even
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to find an excuse to go over to the house. I'm going to sneak into their bedroom, find her purse, get her wallet, look at her ID.
Local man shot to death by best friend.
Worth it.
Well, I didn't know he was in the house.
It was the first that I was right.
Tell Natalie. Your son's birthday is 2 days before my wedding day.
Yes.
But we knew this because he was our ring bearer. And sometimes when filling out forms, I'll still put his birthday down instead of my wedding
day. I have a mild panic attack every time a doctor asks me their birth date or when I fill it out on a form because I'm always afraid that I'm going to get the year or something wrong.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's like, for some reason in my head, it makes me the worst father ever. I don't know why. I have an idea why. But
why?
Because I think this has not been clinically diagnosed or proven. But I think it's because when I was a kid, my mom forgot how old I was at my birthday. She took me out to lunch. She goes, how old are you again? 10? And I go, I'm 12.
No, that's significant.
And I remember trying to read her face to see if she was kidding. And then I go, well, she didn't. It's impossible for her. This is how I rationalized it when I was a kid. It's impossible for her to have forgotten the date.
Because we're there on the date.
She was there. And I imagine it's a pretty big emotional memory that she would have. It's that I'm not a steady part of her life enough to where she could just, because like I forget all
and
the time how old
or
my parents are.
There's a denial of how old you are because that makes her that much older.
No, not in her case. Okay. It was. I think it was just
like, you're like, I had you at 30. That means I'm 42.
The thing that I would feel bad about, and this is getting deep, but I would feel bad about is if it ever came out that she was like, no, I was totally bad. And you know what I mean? Like it was just a joke that didn't land.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's like I spent a ton of time talking to a therapist about this, but it was like it was always funny how my dad could say things. If you were to read things that my mom said to me on paper versus things my father said to me. One of them would be easily identified as trauma, and that's my father, but none of it traumatized me.
Because
he was there. It's that we talk
about. Because
you
had a relationship of trust and love.
We talk about it a lot on the Dad Podcast. Tons of experts that come on and stuff like that, they say that it's about secure attachment. Mm-hmm. That is the big thing that subconsciously, even if you're not even physically present, subconsciously the kid has to know that you're there for them. Like everything, that what you're doing is for their best interest out of your love for them, no matter how that translates itself.
This is a very amazing non-planned transition to the game I started playing this week.
Oh, really?
God of War.
Oh, because of Father-Son.
The Father-Son. Have you played it at all?
No, I want to so bad.
It's hard.
Video games are becoming like homework, Kevin.
They are.
I'm getting behind.
But this one is a homework worth doing.
I know. Well, because here's the thing. I'm like, I just want to get through Red Dead Redemption because I feel bad that I still haven't played the Mass Effect game that you got me.
Oh, yeah.
And so I got to get through that, and then I got to go to God of War.
I've got Destiny 2. I've still got Shadow of Mordor.
Destiny 2, I forgot.
But Strange Brigade keeps releasing new chapters, so I got to play that. That came out today.
We haven't played that in weeks.
And I know. It's so sad. But now I've got this God of War that I need to dive into. Plus, I'm game Guild Wars every possible breathing second that I'm in front of a computer.
God of War looks beautiful.
It is a gorgeous game. Right off the bat, how long has this been out? I can discuss it openly.
Yeah,
it's
months.
Like came out. Yeah. So you know, everyone here knows except me. So I'll tell you, Justin, right off the bat, you're faced with a choice. Like you don't know context unless I guess you played the previous game to start doing something that clearly has significant emotional weight. And I knew that going into this was not a game I would want my son to be in the room, but you don't know what, like, is it going to be gore? What's going to happen? Quickly, my kid would come around. I was like, okay, you can watch this part because this is fighting. I can tell it's not going to be gruesome. It's going to be cool. Like, check this out. We're getting this thing. And it became clear that the heaviest part is it's like watching a beautiful animated version of This Is Us. The relationship on the screen is hard to experience, to watch through. And so they go on, and within minutes, they're going on a hunting trip, and some hunting stuff happens. And I'm like, you're going to have to leave the room. And he's like, what? I'm like, because I know you can handle him chopping up zombies and whatever. You're not going to be able to handle what I know is happening next. And I don't want to have to unpack it of like, why did he do that? Why? beautiful game and, yeah. and heavy. And so it was like this mixture, and there's a little of kind of what you were describing earlier of Red Dead Redemption of like, you're trying too hard. I got that impression of like, this feels not forced, maybe forced is the right word of like, we're, this is important mm-hmm. was kind of what the meta message is. So I want to play more to see whether or not that pays off, or are they exploiting things like emotion and relationships. If anything, it's sort of what I was just saying about animated, like they're not doing super gruesome, gory stuff or dark things to be dark. It's heavy in a way that I haven't seen a game that is that imaginative look like.
That's what I've always liked about the God of War games is that it is always, it interests me in that it's a game where it's a lot of like almost button smashing, fighting
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
Right. Mixed with really, I think, really well-told stories. Like, yeah. the cutscenes in it are really intense. And like I said, that's always what I found. I've always loved those games. They've been right up there with Uncharted.
I've never been disappointed by them. Why have you?
Because I've got too many things that I'm trying to. And it's like what we were talking about with Vince during the stump is that there is an element that I'm like, sure, I can go acquire all these games as soon as they come out and just yeah. wait to play them. But then also, by the time I get around to them, chances are it's going to save me $20 to $30.
And you'll have more content because they'll have released the whatever
right?
ultimate package.
I just buy a yeah. season pass.
That's right.
For $40 less than a hardcore.
Are you listening, game. CBS All Access? I don't care if you put Picard on a series or 2-minute shorts. I am not spending $15 a month 15. To watch nothing. That's if you don't want commercials.
No, I thought it was $9.99. Did
it's
I get grandfathered
$5
in?
If you no, like the one without commercials is 12 or 15 or something.
It's $9.99 for me. But I did it right out of the box.
Oh, maybe not. But you're paying
thing.
For that?
I'm paying.
Give me the code.
I can't. I don't know it. Oh, that's not how it works.
So what?
It's bought through. Well, you might have it because it's bought through my Amazon.
Oh, we should talk.
But anyway, the funny part is that I bought it originally for Star Trek Discovery, and then I found out I could watch Survivor, Big Bang Theory.
Oh, sure.
All the shows.
Which is great if you
with
watch
zero shows. Commercials.
Oh, yeah.
And now, here's the thing, though. I could record them on my DVR, on my
and
cable, because I haven't
commercials.
Cut the cord, and I yeah. could just do that. But I'm like, I'll pay $10 a month, not to even, like, I just sit there, don't even touch a remote when I watch Survivor.
And that's worth $10 a month?
Absolutely.
Wow.
In a heartbeat.
We are very different
I'm very
people.
Weird about time.
Yeah. No.
My son opened my mind to this.
I bought the higher pack so that I wouldn't have to deal with commercials because I'm like, it did the math. If I can mm-hmm. if I can watch all the episodes
this month.
But you
cancel when you're done with Star Trek
yeah,
Discovery.
Yeah, 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 exactly. If I can watch all the episodes this month, then I'm saving 3 hours of watching commercials. That's worth $7. It was like that, yes, my time is worth that for sure. But not the other way. Like, I'm not getting, if someone's like, watch commercials for 3 hours and here's $7. I'm like, no, yeah. I'll pay $7 yeah. to not watch 3 hours with
Deuces.
Commercials.
I'm out. Yeah, yeah, no, I'm the same way.
So someone loaned me God of War. So in the spirit,
first one or
the new one? Yeah. So in the spirit of Jacob, I will loan it to you.
Oh,
so.
Okay, good. I probably need to borrow it about 5 months.
See you then. I'll make a note.
Okay, good.
5 months.
Just give me the name of the person and I'll show up at their door humorously and be like, hey, Kevin said I could borrow your game.
He'll be like, who's the intruder? Local man died.
What's your wife's birthday? You have to settle an argument. There are spoilers because somebody said they stopped talking about God of War, by the way.
Oh, sorry. Well, it's been out. It came out in May.
Yeah, that's not enough.
And I didn't say anything heavy.
No, you didn't.
That wasn't that hard. Yeah. I was careful.
We described it accurately. That's what we did.
And precisely.
Nailed it.
And then in the 13th minute.
Boom. That's it, right? We're good?
Yeah.
There's nothing else that we
you know what I could go for right now?
Oh, I don't need to do this, right?
Some.
I need to do this. Yeah. I need to jump back over.
There was ever a snack that I was going to enjoy.
Oh, this is such.
Actually,
you guys,
this is not a bad snack to enjoy whilst gaming.
This, you're right. It's no cheddar popcorn, I'll tell you that right now.
With caramel.
This song, man, this was catchy, poppy. I don't know how many of our listeners will even remember, but this was this theme song for the Gummy Bears cartoon.
We'll
if I have timed this right, and it doesn't immediately play an ad as soon as
it's going to play us out. What does play us out mean?
That means it's going to go while we go. But can we
let's
talk
do it live?
Our, can we do our plugs like while it's happening?
Yeah,
though,
yeah,
or
yeah.
Does that
yeah,
mess
absolutely.
Up the song? You think? Oh, here's an ad.
Ads are the worst. Oh, that guy turned
stupid.
Into smoke.
Oh, it's Ninja Voltage. Buy it on Karutu. Here we go.
Oh, taking you back. Taking you back.
Courageous and courageous.
Whatever you're feeling, this chair bouncing is nothing that hits you when you get hit with that wave tsunami of the chorus.
Here it comes, bitch. He is
bouncing a lot right now. There's a lot of movement. I should be podcasting this.
Oh, so good.
That animation's sweet, though.
It's good. That's a great show.
I remember that being great of like, oh, and then the mama gummy bear.
Hey, if you want to listen live, go to mixlr.com/gamerland. Don't forget that.
Check out Justin's Twitter account.
Oh, check this out.
Are they on their butts?
Yeah.
They are the gummy bears.
That's so good. That's hardcore.
All the things to get into.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it a lot.
Will you make that my ringtone for when I call you?
Yes.
Because I want you to be that jazzed every time I give you a ring.
Right now, you know what's funny is it's not my, it's my, probably, I would say, at the time when I made it your ringtone, I think it was my favorite live action show to watch when I was a kid.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
Airwolf.
Yeah. Oh, sure, sure.
That's
yeah,
what
yeah,
happens
yeah, yeah.
when Kevin
oh.
Miller calls me.
Oh, really? Yeah. I have my own. Oh, you don't have to change that. I'm honored.
No, I can put it on Gummy Bears. Right now, it's funny. It used for the longest time, my standard ringtone was the ALF theme song.
Of all the things.
And recently, I switched it for whatever reason. I don't know why, but I wanted it. Now it's the Stripes song. Do you remember the show, the
no.
movie Stripes with Bill Murray, John Candy, and
Oh,
Hal
oh yeah, 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 yeah.
It's the Stripes. Oh,
it's
I love
impressive.
It. I
it's
love
impressive.
It. The horns.
You should know that Twitter is the one social media account that I have where I combine all of my worlds into one. You know, I have channels on Facebook or on Instagram, but Twitter, I realize, is the one place where everything that is me, I interact with completely.
So if you wanted a one-stop shop, like the Cliff Notes of thekevinmiller.com, what you should do is you're saying
yeah.
is I should get on my Twitter machine
yes.
and I should feed into that Twitter machine the address of @thekevinmiller and then that would take
it,
me to
and then
this.
Control Alt Delete F7 Mark 2.
Okay.
The thing is like with the other most social media channels you want to dither it down to just content that people are going to follow. I find Twitter is the place that's for me. That's the place where I am actually.
It's your horn of plenty for Kevin Miller.
Yeah,
it overfloweth with yeah. Kevin Miller.
I don't
content.
Even use the Gamerland Twitter page. Like, no. It's just anything. I talk about it here.
Boom.
I think it's my favorite social media channel.
But is it because you're using all the others? It feels
I
like.
I think Twitter's is my now go to. It's the easiest one.
It feels like the aisle that is not the new release wall at the video store, though. You know what I mean? Like. If you want picture content, you got to go to Instagram. But
you
want
can do it on
everything,
Twitter. You can do it on Twitter.
That's true. But I'm saying, don't you do
Facebook
pictures
feels,
on Instagram and then it feeds into your
no,
Twitter?
No, I just post
oh,
pictures.
You do both.
Yeah. The thing about Facebook feels too official. It feels too much like if it's on
that's
Facebook,
a conversation and you got to join.
Exactly.
It.
It's open in the air.
Yeah. Yeah.
Twitter, it's just like tweet.
Yeah. There you
tweet,
go.
Tweet.
Hey.
Tweet.
Kevin Miller's taking a picture.
Yeah,
Kevin
we're
Miller's
all just in a room talking
a
to ourselves.
Kevin Miller's giving you a humorous quip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's the best.
I like now that they don't have the 140 character limit. What's it at?
280.
Now? Yeah, that's good.
I think it's 4009.
That's a smart move. That's good stuff. Don't forget bit.ly/Gamerland Discord for and just go on there and have Ryan give you a new password. If you need a new password for your email, that's a good place to get one.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about the MixLR during the Gummy Bears. So definitely do that. I think that's it. I feel like we nailed it.
Oh. You're going to do it again?
I was.
Do it
well,
again.
Now I'm going to have to.
Now you have to.
All right. On behalf of thekevinmiller.com, it's Justin Worsham saying,
okay, bye,
gummy bears.
Dashing and daring, courageous and caring, faithful and friendly, with stories to share. The forest, they sing out in chorus, marching along as their song fills the air. Gummy bears, bouncing here and there. Along with the secret of gummy bear juice, the legend is growing. They try and fight for what's right, whatever they do. Gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere. I imagine that's beyond compare. They are the gummy bears. They are the gummy bears.
That's a hard note to hit.
That's so good.
That's hard. Gummy bears.
Yeah.
Ow!
Yeah.
Yeah!
He's the Steven Tyler of 80s intros.
Hey! Eddie's
cartoon shows.
Got my mask!